Now she said, I will be with her third son. I will be united to my husband. I believe why I connected him as Levi with the tribe of Levi is because that tribe was taken of God as representing the firstborn. And taken for what kind of service? Taken for Levitical service, priestly service, both the royal priest aspect as well as the holy priest aspect as well as the royal priest aspect. And if you were to go back to Numbers 4, I think it is, right, where all the assignments have been given to all the Levitical family so that they might serve the interest of Christ. Here is a man who is to be priestly in character, Levi, to secure for God, because that's what the priest does. The priest secures for God that which is for his pleasure. The lips of the priest speak knowledge. This is the kind of man, a priestly man, that the Lord Jesus was looking for. He is looking for priestly personnel among us. We are priests, but are we priestly in character? Do we know what it means to bring in something of Christ to the heart of God? Not just when we come together in settings of the assembly, but is there a priestly aspect in my service on a daily basis? Does the world see? Do my companions at school, do my companions at work, my colleagues at work, do they see that there is a priestly element in me, that I am different because I belong to another? I move to the beat of a different drummer. Where do we find Matthew ultimately? He is the first book of the Gospels. After some 400 years between the end of the book of Malachi, there is the introduction of this man, Matthew, in his own gospel. Very little we're saying is heard about him, but he writes an entire book, history, about the man who had attracted his heart. Can you imagine? Very little is said about him, but he writes very clearly, in a very delineated way, he writes about the man, the history of the man who attracted his heart. Go to the first chapter, and what do you find? You have a genealogy, which means that this man got a sense of the history that went way back. He begins with son of David, and then comes to son of Abraham. Son of David, because the book he's writing is a kingly book. And so he starts with the son of David. This is a man who had become acquainted with Old Testament principles. And he began to come down the line. And he even includes four women in there. Women, two of them who were harlots. He has a history of things. And he's able to write. He writes concerning the birth of the king. He tells us how this one who had the power of attraction and ultimately who grabbed his affections, he tells us how he came into being. And so he writes about him. He tells us of his testing in the wilderness. And so he gives us a whole pictorial view of this blessed man who had won him. And then he tells us of the coming glorious kingdom, which this man is going to head up. So Matthew, or Levi, is no fly-by-night. He's no fly-by-night. He's one who had become acquainted with the Old Testament principles. He had been a quick learner. And he can write under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. He writes the Gospel of Matthew that bears his name. Would you or I be able to write a book concerning the greatness of the one whose power of attraction has
has won our hearts? Would you be able to? Seriously.
If it were given to us to write about the Lord Jesus Christ, what would be the nature? What would be the content? What would be the message that you and I would record? How would it reflect the blessed man who seemingly has won us? Is there something that I would be able to write of Christ? Or would I be found wanting? Would I be found in a state where I'm lost? Not lost for words, but lost because I don't know him. I'm not truly acquainted with him. Is that the state, dear young people, with you? Is that the state with you? Is that the state with me? Would I be able to write? Would I have the pen or the tongue of a ready writer? You remember it is one of the sons in the Psalms of Korah, Psalm 45. I speak concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Would we be able to write with diligence and with affection in relation to this blessed one? I leave that with us, because Matthew was able to demonstrate great penmanship when he writes of the greatness of Christ. He writes of the principles of the kingdom. He writes of the king being present and then ultimately being rejected. He writes concerning his death. He writes concerning his resurrection. He writes concerning his coming glorious kingdom. He writes concerning, prior to that, the tribulation period of time. Yes, may it be that you and I come under the great influence of the power of attraction, which would lead, as we are drawn to him, lead to the power of affections, which would create an attachment to him. We are in a scene where time is quickly going by, where there is very little interest for the things of Christ. We are more concerned about how we can promote ourselves, how much bucks we can make, how much advancement we can have in life. That's the atmosphere of the day in which we find ourselves. May there be for us a change of desire, that we might be driving towards what is for Christ. We might be moving in the vein of what can be produced in us and replicated in us, so that the tax gatherers with whom we function every day might be able to see something of Christ in us and be attracted also to him. I can imagine those tax gatherers on that day asking Levi, "What is so important why you are running a feast today? Why are you doing this?" "Because he has won my heart." That's the response. He has won my heart. Has he won your heart? Will you make much of him? Levi says, "I'm going to make much of him, because he's important to me, for his name's sake. Amen.